Okay, it's confession time. Hands up if you've opened all your presents already. Okay. Hands up if you haven't opened any of your presents yet. Hands up if you don't know whether you've opened all your presents. Okay. We have a tradition in our home. It's 30 years tradition, and that is that we leave some small edible gifts in the night by our beds, and so that while we're sleeping. Yeah, that's right, while the kids are sleeping, so that to help restrain themselves from opening their presents too early, so that we can open the larger gifts after lunch. But this year, we don't have a single present to open today in our family. It's very sad. 30 years of tradition went up in smoke when we opened all the presents yesterday. So why do we give presents at Christmas? Is it because Nicholas gave gifts to a poor family? Is it because the wise men brought gifts to Jesus' family? Well, as you open any gifts that you might still have left today, I invite you to reflect upon the gifts that God has given us, because he has given us many. Things that we should be thankful for, not just on Christmas Day, but every day. And the first is the gift of life. The gift of life. We take it for granted until someone that we love dies. The Apostle Peter speaks the gracious gift of life. Life is a gift of God. It's a sign of his grace, his goodness, in wanting to share himself and his creation with us. If you've held a newborn baby in your arms, you know that sense of wonder and appreciation. Never forget, especially today, to thank God for the gift of life. Secondly, give thanks for the food and the drink that you are about to receive. Ecclesiastes says that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. God has given us abundant gifts of food and drink, and we celebrate that at harvest, of course. But it's good to celebrate it every day, especially before our meals. It's a very ancient prayer which the Hebrew saints prayed. Blessed are you, O Lord God, King of the universe, who brings bread from the earth. Blessed are you, O Lord God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Giving a blessing back to God for his provision of food and drink. None more so, perhaps, than one of the most wonderful meals in the whole year. So if you don't normally say grace before your meals, then I invite you to start a tradition today. Give thanks quietly for God's provision and also for those who've cooked it. But the ultimate gift, and the reason we're here today, is God's ultimate gift is his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus described himself as God's gift. Do you realize that? Jesus described himself as God's gift to us. John 4, Jesus answered it, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you'd have asked him and he would have given you living water. Jesus saw himself as God's gift to the world. Free, unmerited. His name means Savior, and that's what he is, and that's what he has done. One sentence in the Bible summarizes God's ultimate gift in his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You see, Jesus came at Christmas that we might be forgiven. He came that we might be good. He came that we might go to heaven, saved by his precious blood. So as you open your gifts today, if you've got any left, then remember the most important gifts God has given you. The gift of life, the gift of food, and the gift of Jesus. But as you open that gift today, realize that there are gifts within the gift. And in the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we reflect upon God's goodness to us, we realize there is the gift of a relationship. Because Jesus came to enable us to know God as our loving Father. John 1:12, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Jesus came to give us the gift of a right relationship with God. We deserve his wrath, but he came that we might know God as our loving Father. Unpack that and you see underneath that is the gift of his grace. The gift of his grace is free, unmerited mercy. Ephesians 2 says, for it is by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. The gift of God's grace. Then there is the gift of eternal life that comes with it. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. A gift of a relationship with God, a gift of his grace, his goodness, a gift of eternal life, and the gift of righteousness, being made right with God. How much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in through the one man, Jesus Christ? It doesn't mean we are as good as we should be. It means that before God, he declares us in the right, because he has taken away in Jesus all that is wrong in us. A gift of right standing before God. And to reassure us of his love and his presence with us, those who believe in Jesus, he gives the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Gift of the Holy Spirit. He comes to dwell within us. We don't deserve him. We can't earn him. But he comes to be with us, to enable us to become like Jesus. God has given us everything we need to serve him and become like him. The Apostle Paul said, therefore you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await for the Lord Jesus to be revealed. God has given us everything we need to know him and to enjoy him and to serve him. All of these gifts, a right relationship with God, our sins forgiven, eternal life, being right with God, his Holy Spirit, all these are ours in Christ Jesus. No wonder the Apostle Paul will say, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Uncontainable. Indescribable. That's what makes Christmas so special. That's why we should want to give gifts to others and to use our gifts to serve others, because we're thankful, we're grateful for all that God has given us. The Apostle Peter says each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. He gives to us that we give to others. This is how we show that we are thankful for God's gifts this Christmas. And we thank God for the gift of life. We thank God for the gift of food and drink. But above all, we thank God for the gift of his Son. If you've still yet to receive that gift, then I invite you to join us for our Christianity Explored course, which begins in January. We're running it several times during the week, and it's a course designed to answer three questions. That's all. Who is Jesus? Why did Jesus come? And how can we know God through him? Please join us at one of those events and find out more about this amazing gift God has given us in Jesus Christ. But if you are sure today and you want to receive God's gift of Jesus today, there is no better day in the year to do it. The day that we celebrate when Jesus was born, the Son of God, can be the day we celebrate that you have been born again as a child of God. Let's say a prayer together, and you may like to join me in the word silently if these words reflect your heart. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I recognize you are God's greatest gift. Thank you for coming to earth to enable me to know God as my heavenly Father. Thank you for dying on the cross in my place so that I could be forgiven. I repent of my sin and all that has displeased you. Thank you for rising again so that I can have eternal life. Come into my life to be my Savior and Lord so that I can be born again. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of food and drink. But above all, thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. By your Holy Spirit, help me to serve you and please you for the rest of my life. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, then tell someone else today. And may we all treasure the gifts God has given each one of us in Jesus. May God bless you and those you love this Christmas.